skies for amber waves.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. I have to remind you, the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of this station. They're my views, the views of our guests, the views of our callers. And, of course, we always welcome your calls from out across America at 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. But please hold your calls for the time being, because we're hoping, against hope, we're going to have with us today Michael Perutka, who is running for the presidency on the Constitution Party ticket. Now, people say, what's the Constitution Party? Well, you haven't heard about the Constitution Party. Here in California, where I live, it's known as the American Independent Party, and it may have different names across the country, but they're all together, in one common cause, and that is to restore our constitutional guarantees of freedom. Freedom under God, because, of course, the Constitution was written to ensure the God-given freedoms guaranteed to us in the Declaration of Independence. Michael, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great, Dr. Stan. Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
Well, it's always great to have you. And, of course, Michael is, of course, getting on every place he can in the country. And I know you've had some great rallies across the country, but I haven't read about them in the New York Times or the Washington Post. You would think that, if they're going to mention the Green Party and they're going to mention the Libertarian Party, they'd mention the Constitution Party. Why do you think they don't talk about it?
Dr. Stan, I don't think that the kind of message that we have, which is a return to constitutional government, is really a favored one by the major media. It's like trying to get their attention on this is like rolling a big boulder uphill all day long. It's almost impossible to get them to pay attention. They don't want to pay attention. It's not their agenda.
And, of course, as we look and we see what's happening, why don't you give me your impression of the presidential race? We have John Kerry running for the Democrat nomination, and he'll probably get it. And we have certainly George Bush, and he doesn't have any opposition to the Republican Party. What's the difference between them?
Well, you can put them in a bag and shake them, and it doesn't matter which one falls out first. I don't think it's gonna make any difference. Of course, people say there's not a dime's worth of difference, but Dr. Stan, I do have good news. I have two pieces of good news. Number one, we actually made the news in the BBC news today. The Constitution Party and Michael Anthony Perutka as a candidate for the Constitution Party was advertised in BBC in Britain, but of course not here in America. But the other good news is that you do have a choice. You don't have to necessarily vote for somebody who's a member of Skull and Bones. I'm a candidate for the United States presidency, and I am not a member of Skull and Bones. So you do have a non-Skull and Bones alternative.
I think that's the most incredible thing, that we have two people from Skull and Bones, which is an occult organization that traces its roots back to Bavaria in the 1830s, where occultism was rampant. And, of course, nobody really wants to talk about it. Everybody just wants to, that's just a college thing. And yet, if it's just a college thing, why are these people always in key positions in the CFR and in banking and in government and the CIA and maybe even in the presidency?
It's just a big coincidence, I think. Don't you think so? Just a big coincidence. Well, Dr. Stan, people really do have an alternative. They can vote for a constitutional alternative, and you know that the Constitution Party stands for a return to an American understanding of law and government and an American system of law and government. And and we've talked about this on the program before, and I know you've had other guests who have talked on the program about how we've moved from that American understanding to something else.
We
need to move back.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty. Our guest this afternoon is Michael Perutka, who is the candidate for the Constitution Party nomination for the presidency. And he's going to be in the ballot here in California on the American Independent Party. And he's going to be on many ballots across the country. Of course, the establishment really doesn't want you to have an alternative. They want you to have an alternative between Big Spender's A party and Big Spender B party. The Big Spender A party, which is in favor of globalization, the other party in favor of globalization. Tell us, how do you feel about globalization and the program of actively shipping our jobs and our industries offshore, which is supported by the leaders of both political parties?
Well, it is, Dr. Stan. It's supported by both. And, you know, you hear, when you just said that, you reminded me of the president's State of the Union address not too long ago, when he talked about being, you know, bringing peace to the world and being leadership of the world. And, you know, for all intents and purposes, he believes, and he's not the only president like this, but they believe that they're the leader of the world. Well, I admit that the president is a world leader in a sense, but, you know, he wasn't elected by the world, Dr. Stan, and his constituency isn't the people of the world. It's people of the United States, and this shipping of jobs overseas and this immigration reform where we're shipping in cheap labor, we're shipping out our jobs, has disaster consequences for America.
And of course, the thing is that it's going to lower our living standards. And don't you think it's actually designed to do that? Don't you think that they have an active, intentional program of redistributing the wealth of the middle class of this country?
Well, they do. And Dr. Stan, it's hard. And I've said this before. This hurts your head to think about this. Americans don't really want to face the fact, even though the empirical evidence is clear and getting even clearer, that America's leaders, certainly Mr. George Bush and also Mr. John Kerry, they are committed to global interests. They are committed to moving our jobs offshore. Their allegiance is not to the United States of America. It's to an international, a new world order agenda, and it's not to the people of the United States of America. So we don't want to believe that, do we? That's something that we want to deny and reject, but the evidence is very, very clear. This immigration reform where we're just going to take 8 to 14 million illegal people who have broken into America.
Hold that thought right sure. Now we got to bring out the stations. Okay, we have our special guest this afternoon, Michael Perutka from the U.S. Constitution Party, and of course he's talking about the globalization shipping our jobs and our industries overseas, not by accident. They know what they're doing. And then you were mentioning the problem of illegal immigration, between 8 and 14 million illegal immigrants here. And would you like to pick on that thought?
Sure, Dr. Stan. I'm sorry. I don't time those breaks so well. I get all worked up, and I don't break it so well.
Don't worry about it. I don't time them very well either. But I don't. The computer does it, not me.
Oh, I understand. Well, Pat Buchanan called this a massive reward for lawbreaking, and it's exactly what it is. It's really a capitulation on the part of the president, saying I can't. I have no desire. I give up. I'm not going to enforce the laws of the United States. I'm not going to defend our borders. I'm just going to say what was illegal. I'm not just going to declare it to be legal. And this is a violation of the president's oath of office, and it's something that can't be countenanced by the American people. It must be rejected. It must be rejected at the ballot box. Mr. Kerry is going to be no better. Mr. Kerry, another member of Skull and Bones, is devoted and has allegiance to international positions. He also has accepted a view of government that its purpose is to redistribute wealth. You mentioned a moment ago about redistributing wealth. Well, that is the agenda. That is what both major parties, believe the purpose of government is. They think it's to redistribute wealth, and of course it has to be your wealth, doesn't it? Because they don't have any. Our federal government is over $7 trillion in debt, and it's getting worse by the minute. It's getting worse as we speak. And there's really no desire or commitment on their part to make that any better. They'll just take it, and they will just take it out of your children's future and your grandchildren's future as they have taken it out of your present. So, you know, you contrast that with what is truly an American understanding of the purpose of government, Dr. Stan, and that is, as Thomas Jefferson said, to protect and secure rights. That's what the purpose of government is, to protect and secure rights. What rights? God-given rights. This is how an American believes. This is how an American president should believe and should act. And that's why I ask your listeners to strongly consider to stop wasting their vote on a Democrat or a Republican, people who have displayed time and time again and have promised to display in the future something that's going to be an antithesis of an American view. They are going to violate the Constitution. They are violating the Constitution. They're promising to violate the Constitution. They're promising you that they are going to break their oath of office even before they take it.
Well, of course, the argument is going to be put out, and they're going to say, well, look, I mean, maybe George Bush is a big spender, but after all, he spent a lot of this money protecting us from the wicked terrorists there, and we had to go into Iraq, and, you know, because if we didn't, why Saddam Hussein was going to attack us, or, well, Saddam Hussein wasn't a very good guy. But however we feel about George Bush, isn't John Kerry so much worse? And if he gets in, why, he'll put radicals into the Supreme Court. We're never going to get our freedom back unless we get a Supreme Court that believes in the Constitution. So wouldn't we be better with George Bush than with John Kerry?
Well, the truth is, you're not better off with George Bush. The truth is, in many respects, you know, the election in the year 2000, of course, was a very close one. But the truth is, you would have been better off. I mean, if you believe in constitutional government, if you believe in smaller government, if you believe in not taking the life of unborn infants, you would have been better off with Gore. You would have been better off in many ways with Gore. Now, that's, again, there's something else that hurts your head, doesn't it, to think about that. But you better think about it. You really would have been better off with that Democrat, because at least those policies of big, big spending, like this Medicare boondoggle of $400 billion, and then 2 weeks later, oops, it's $540 billion, or this immigration reform where we're going to take the illegal and make it and just call it legal, where we're going to reward lawbreaking. Those things at least would have been resisted by a Republican Congress if there was a Democratic president. You would have been better off because there would have been a resistance to that. But it just got a free pass because it was they were proposed by George Bush. And look, this is something that Americans just have to wake up and face. And we have heard this boogeyman argument, Dr. Stan, over and over and over again, that, you know, we might not be good, but we're better than the boogeyman. So don't vote for that boogeyman over there. You got to vote for us, even though we're evil. We're the lesser of the evil. Well, that's got to stop. And if America wants to continue to vote for pagan government and unconstitutional government, they can keep doing it. But at least they have an alternative now, and the Constitution Party and my candidacy stands for standing by the Constitution and obeying the Constitution, eliminating programs that are unconstitutional, and acting within the rule of law, and recognizing that the supreme law of the land is the Constitution of the United States, and that we better get back to following it, or we will just have chaos, anarchy, and tyranny.
Well, I certainly would agree with it. I think we're on the verge of anarchy and tyranny at the present time, especially as the economic system continues to deteriorate, which it most certainly will. Well, let's get into the war right today. Why we hear another four or five American boys are killed over there, and then they're of course targeting American civilians who are over there working, and then of course they're even having the suicide bombers blow up a large number of Iraqis, you know, the bus stations or wherever it may be, and they killed 40 or 50 Iraqis the other day in bombings. How do you feel about the war over there, and what can we do after we're in there now? If we were to pull out, why, there'd be chaos.
Well, there's chaos now, though. What do you call what we have now, though? We obviously have a chaotic situation. No, you know, we're trying to create and establish a quote-unquote democracy in Iraq. And first of all, that's not the form of government that we have here. We have a constitutional representative republic, but we hear the word democracy all the time. You can't have a representative republican type of government. You can't have a peaceful, just society unless you have what we had here in America when we began, and that's an acknowledgement of God from, and that's got to be inculcated in the culture as it is in the system and the forms and the processes of its government. We have to have an understanding that there is a sovereign, almighty God, and that law, all law, comes from him, as all things come from him, and all order comes from him. And unless we recognize and acknowledge him as the very first thing, we don't have a place to stand to create order out of any of the rest of the chaos. It starts there, and yet in America, Dr. Stan, we do exactly the opposite of what our Constitution and what our Declaration of Independence, what our organic law, what our foundational principles call for. We do exactly the opposite. We teach our children in government-funded schools, which, of course, the federal government has no authority to be involved in, but it is to the tune of $60 billion. That's just the tip of the iceberg. But we teach our children in these schools, we teach them that they come from monkeys, that they... We teach them that their great-great-granddaddy swam around in some kind of primordial ooze, and that their granddaddy was a fish that grew some legs, and that their daddy was some kind of chimpanzee or a monkey. And then, so what are they worth? It's striking to me that we try to teach kids in school about self-esteem, but what we are teaching them by teaching them this evolutionary model, we're teaching them worthlessness. We're teaching them that they are, in fact, worthless. So we teach them that life is not worthwhile. And if life is not worthwhile and they're not worthwhile, on what basis would we say that they have any rights that need to be protected? Because they're just worthless. They're the product of a million mistakes, a mutation. They're just a product of mutation. So if that's the and believe me, Dr. Stanton, that is what we teach in our government schools, and regrettably in some private schools, we teach that as an understanding. And what's going to result from that is a culture that is not American, because that's not the way an American believes. And again, America believes that God exists, that rights come from him, and the purpose of government is to protect and defend those rights. So we've got it all upside down, don't we?
We sure do, and of course, what a wonderful thing to be able to teach a child that you are important, you are made in the image and likeness of God, and God loves you, and he created you. And that gives you all sorts of self-esteem. What we're doing is really cheating our children, and of course, the average parent who is never told by his minister or their minister that you ought to get your kids out of the government schools because they're going to destroy them and destroy their faith in God and family and country. And, of course, instead of that, the churches are silent because they wouldn't want to offend anybody.
You know, my good friend, Mr. Rake, Pastor Ray Moore, E. Ray Moore, has written a book called Let My Children Go. And I don't know if that's one of the books that you...
Yeah, we carry
wrote.
That.
What a grab. Please, I just got to give a commercial for that
okay.
book. People need to read that book, Dr. Stan. I have read it. As a matter of fact, I had it in my hands yesterday because I was recommending it to one of the producers of a radio program I'm on here in near Washington, D.C., and I was recommending that. He had never read it. I said, oh, Paul, you've got to read this book. And so I gave him my copy. I said, you've got to read this. Let My Children Go, Pastor Moore makes the thesis here that we've got to get our children out of Pharaoh's schools because Pharaoh is training up our children actually to be our enemies. So that's what we've got to stop. And he does a great job in making that case. It's Let My Children Go.
Amen to that. Well, we'll be back here in just a moment with Micah Perutka. When we get back, we'll welcome your calls at 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295.
Have you ever wondered about the boys we left behind in Vietnam, in Korea? Did you ever know that we left 25,000 American boys behind in Russia, in Siberia, at the end of the Second World War? Have you ever wondered what really happened in Oklahoma City, what really happened with the TWA 800 that went down off the eastern coast about a year ago? Well, ladies and gentlemen, all of the subjects are well covered in a fascinating book by Craig Roberts entitled The Medusa File. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, order The Medusa File. Actually, Craig Roberts was a police officer working on the Oklahoma City bombing. Now, this book has been suppressed very effectively across America, and it's self-published, but I promise you that there's no other book I know that'll give you more contemporary history, frightening history that every American needs to know. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR now.
This is health journalist Bill Sardi. A secret of healthy aging was recently found among people who have lived unusually long, healthy lives. The longest-lived woman, Jean Calment of France, who lived 122 years, and man, Antonio Todd of the Italian Isle of Sardinia, who lived 115 years, as well as the Queen Mother of England, who lived 100 years, outliving one of her daughters by 3 decades, was their daily consumption of red wine. But health authorities have been reticent to recommend an alcoholic beverage to the public at large until now. Longevinex is the world's first stabilized French red wine extract in a pill, without the calories and without the alcohol or sulfite preservatives. One Longevinex capsule provides the red wine molecules found in 5 glasses of the best red wine. Call 866-405-4000 to order Longevinex. It's a revolutionary dietary supplement. 866-405-4000. 4,000.
Hi, this is Dr. Tony Teary. Are you one of the many people who take vitamin supplements? Do you take handfuls of pills each day to increase energy, reduce your pain, or improve your overall health? Now there is a better way to get the vitamins and minerals your body needs, in a delicious-tasting whole food liquid supplement, Body Balance. Body Balance contains 121 essential vitamins and minerals and is made from only organic and natural sources. Developed by doctors, Body Balance was originally available only through healthcare professionals. Now this incredible whole food liquid supplement can be delivered directly to your home. Body Balance offers an extremely effective method to feed your body towards wellness, and we're confident you'll love the difference your body feels. To order your Body Balance, call me directly at 1-800-768-9763 and try it risk-free for 45 days. Again, that's 1-800-768-9763. Or online at healthyfoundations.net.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and let me just mention that we do carry the Miracle 2 soap products, and we can't make any medical claims for them. We can just tell you that a lot of people who use them love them. I know my wife uses the gel for burns, for itches, or for aching joints and tennis elbow, and it seems to work for her. We get all sorts of reports from all sorts of people who use these products for rashes and acne, and I know that Joyce Riley has given the actually gives away the these products to Gulf War veterans, and so many of them have these rashes, and nothing will seem to help them, and yet they seem to respond to these products. Now, all we can do is say, try them, maybe they'll help you. And of course, there's a soap, and there's a moisturizing soap, a gel, a lotion, and a neutralizing solution. If you want to know more about it, you can look at our website at radioliberty.com, or of course you can give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. Well, Dr. Stan back here, our guest this afternoon is Michael Perutka. And Michael lives back in Annapolis, Maryland, and he, of course, put together something called the Institute of the Constitution to teach people about the Christian heritage of our country, about our Constitution, about our Bill of Rights, about our Declaration of Independence. And then, of course, more recently, he's campaigning for the nomination of the Constitution Party, and, of course, being totally ignored by the controlled media. And yet, of course, if we are ever going to take America back, the people are going to have to do it. You're not going to get any help from the controlled media. So if you'd like to talk to Michael, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Or here in the central coast of California, 464-8295. And of course, we've been talking about the war over as far as what's going on over in Iraq. And actually, of course, what do you feel about the war? If you were the president tomorrow, what would you do about the war?
Well, Dr. Stan, I think that we need to extract ourselves and get our troops out of Iraq as soon as possible. It's not our job to do nation building over there. We sent our troops over there in an unconstitutional manner to start with. Now, people, you know, I have to tell you, Dr. Stan, of all the things that I talk about, this is something that people take issue with me with, even people that otherwise agree with me on many, many other issues. The war in Iraq, and maybe you could help me analyze this, maybe some of your listeners can, as they call in, because this is something that I think there's kind of a visceral desire on the part of Americans to support our troops, which, by the way, I do support our troops. I just think that in this case, they've been sent on, first of all, an unconstitutional mission, and secondly, I think the evidence is becoming more and more clear, and people like to argue about this, but I think the evidence is becoming more and more clear that it's been a fool's errand, that they've been sent on a mission that's a mission impossible, if you will, and that's to police and rule the world and to remove this really, really bad guy. Of course, we know now that the weapons of mass destruction were really weapons of mass distraction. That there really was, we've searched and searched for them, maybe we'll find them one day, but it doesn't seem likely. And we have, what we're down to now is, well, this was a really bad guy. It was a bad man, and so we had to get rid of him. But, you know, there's a lot of really bad men in the world, and, I mean, what are we going to do, just take them out alphabetically? I mean,
well, but
that's,
you see,
not our job, and it's not our mission. And I think the soldiers of America have been sent on a war that's in kind of in search of a meaning and a purpose, and this is not something that's authorized. Article 1, Section 8 says that Congress has the authority to declare war. Congress has not done so in this case, and it would have been a positive and useful thing had we gone through the process of determining declaring a constitutional war, but we did not. So we can talk about whether the war is a success or a failure, but the truth is it's actually an illegal war, and we have no moral standing to talk about rogue nations if, in fact, we're not going to follow our own law.
Well, I would simply point out that there are lots of bad rulers in the world, but there's only one who's sitting on the second largest oil supply in the entire world.
Ah.
And, of course, the other thing is that we financed Saddam Hussein for many, many years. Have you had a chance yet to read Paul O'Neill's book, The Price of Loyalty, the former Secretary of the Treasury?
Actually, I have not read that.
All right, well, you won't have to. I'll send you my next newsletter. We'll cover all the important things out of his book. I think you'll find it fascinating. But right now, let's go to John, who's in San Gabriel. Hi, John. Did you have a question for our guest?
Yes. I remember mentioning some time ago in another interview that there was a politician, it seemed like it was in Maryland, that ran on the basis of constitutional principles and was very successful against an established candidate. I wanted to get more details of that and see more publicity for such situations where the electorate really responded to this whole theme.
Well, wasn't that a friend of yours, Michael?
Yeah, a good friend of mine and a man that had been involved in our Institute on the Constitution program. His name is Don Dwyer, and I'm happy to tell you that now he's Delegate Don Dwyer of the Maryland General Assembly. And yes, he is someone who supports and cares about constitutional principles. He is very, very vocal and active in the legislature now, catches a great deal of heat, but he's somebody who believes that he's called to do this, and he's willing to take the heat to stand up for principle, recognizing, as George Washington said, we need to raise a standard to which the wise and honest can repair, recognizing that the event, that is to say the outcome, is in the hands of God. And well, Don Dwyer is
my
hero.
Have to interrupt you there. We'll be right
sure.
back.
4-tape set on the JFK assassination. It includes an interview with Lee Harvey Oswald. Of course, it's not an interview that I did, but it is an interview, and you'll actually hear Lee Harvey Oswald talking before the time of the assassination. A 2-hour interview with Colonel Fletcher Prouty, who was the liaison between the Pentagon and the CIA at the time of the assassination of an American president. And then, of course, my overall analysis of the reasons why President Kennedy was assassinated. There's so much information that has not been put out. And if you listen to this 4-tape set, you will begin to understand that there are forces at work behind the scenes which have been able to confuse the American people about the reality of the murder of an American president. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, that's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, and ask for the JFK assassination tapes.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. I just want to mention the Big Berkey and the Berkey Light water filters. And, you know, in uncertain times, it's great to have a means of being able to filter water. So you can take pool water, or you can take pond water or river water or lake water, and you can just run it through one of these filters, and it's potable and safe to drink. The Big Berkey has been used by missionaries for 150 years. It's made out of stainless steel. You put the two and a half gallons in the top. It runs through the ceramic filters that are packed with activated charcoal, comes out the bottom, and most of the most everything bad has been removed from there, and you can drink the water, and it really tastes good. It gets a lot of the chlorine taste out. Does a really great job at filtration. The Big Berkey is $239.95, and of course, if you buy it through us, why, you get a 4-tape set or a video we've produced. The Big Berkey is not available in California. It's available in every other state, but you know how California is. So if you'd like to get something here, they have something called the Berkey Light. It's made of Lexan, which is making bulletproof glass out of. You can see through it. It's very hardy, and the filters are different. They're called Black Berkey filters. There's only two of them. They do a great job. We call it water purifying rather than water filtration. But they have to be replaced every 2 to 3 years if you're giving them a lot of use. You know, if you're only one person, they'd probably last for 4 years. But if you're 2 or 3 people using it, you'd certainly want to replace them every couple of years. And they really clean up the water, and they clean it up very beautifully. So that's the Berkey Light. It's only $199. And you can, of course, see them on our website at RadioLiberty.com, both the Big Berkey and the Berkey Light. If you have fluoride in your water, you have to get special post filters, and those are available through Radio Liberty as well. Give us a call at 1-800-544-8927 right now. Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, and our guest is Michael Perutka. John Gabriel's on. John and San Gabriel's still on the line. John, did you have another question or comment?
Well, yes. I was just hoping that Don Dwyer's experience is written up, and I'd like to know more about it and encourage other people to become candidates on that basis. And also, I understand that the Constitution candidate will be on the American Independent ballot in California in November. Is that the way the process works?
Michael? Yes, sir. Yes, sir, it is. As a matter of fact, I had the privilege of being listed on the in the primary, which I think was March 2nd in California, and I received in excess of 24,000 votes, which is a personal high for me, which I'm very thrilled about, and I'm very grateful for the people of California who put me on the put me to the general election by electing me in the primary. So I'm very, very grateful. And yes, it is our affiliate in California is called the American Independent Party.
Okay. Well, thanks very much, John.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye. Our telephone number again is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Or here on the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And if you have a question or comment, our guest is Michael Perutka, who is running for the nomination of the Constitution Party for the presidency. And of course, America really has drifted a long way away from it was when it was founded. And I believe this is one reason why we're having the problems we are today. So, you know, as you look and see what's happening to the economy, what do you think is going to happen to us, you know, as we suddenly realize we're losing our industrial base? What will happen to the economy of this country, and what will happen to the American citizens 10 years down the line if we do not have an industrial base?
Well, there's a distinct effort, Dr. Stan, as you know, to make us into a third world country. That is to say, to lower the standard of living in America, and we're doing that very, very effectively. Of course, I say we're doing it effectively. It's not what the American people want, but it's what our elected leaders are doing. Dr. Stan, I realize just now that I've committed a really cardinal sin, and that is I've been on your program for about 35, 40 minutes here, and I haven't mentioned the website.
Well, you go right ahead. I should have asked you.
That's okay. It's my fault. It's against every rule of campaigning, and I apologize to you. Please, we talk about many of these issues. Matter of fact, there's film clips, and we've gotten a lot of attention to our website, which is perutka2004.com, and that's perutka2004.com. And Dr. Stan, very soon here, because we had a meeting today, within the next day or so, you will be able to actually go to our website and order some materials from us. You'll be able to get some very, very instructive things on our website. Mr. Howard Phillips has written a minor book called, or I should say minor, it's a major work, but it's a small book called 50 Reasons You're Not Better Off with Bush. And it's really more than 50 reasons, but that's the title. And there's, in addition to the materials like that, you'll be able to get a campaign DVD that we offer now, where on film you'll be able to see some places where I have appeared and given talks and given speeches, and you'll be able to see me, you know, my ugly face in person, and hear a little bit about from the horse's mouth, if you will, what we're talking about and the positions that we're taking on these issues. I think it's a valuable thing for people to hear and see together what our position is, and it gives people an idea of who I am and where I'm coming from on this, and also the Constitution Party. In addition, you'll be able to get things like bumper stickers and T-shirts and, you know, things that help you get the word out about us. But the biggest thing you can do for us, if in fact you believe in constitutional government and you're committed to restoring the American Republic, I would ask you to go to the website, see what's there, and then you're able to actually, if you like a particular page and you say, well, my cousin Jim should see this page because this speaks to something that we talked about, you could email that page to cousin Jim or to your sister Mary or whoever. You can do exactly that. On our website, we've made it very, very user-friendly. We put a great deal of time and effort and expertise into trying to make our message as excellent as we can. The American people deserve to hear the clear truth and to be able to share it and converse about it. So, Dr. Stan, I encourage people to go to perutka2004.com. It's perutka2004.com and pass it on to others if you're convicted that this is the direction that you want America to go.
All right. Well, let's talk about some of the issues that I think are very prominent today. One of them is the new Medicare drug bill, where the federal government now is talking about a $400 billion subsidy. I really think it's more to the drug companies than to help the people, because it's sure going to get a lot of the big corporations off the hook who ordinarily previously were supposed to pay for the drugs for their retirees. But we're talking about $400 billion, and now we're talking about $550 billion, and they haven't even started the program yet.
Right.
So what do you think about this idea that it's the responsibility of the federal government to buy drugs for senior citizens here?
Well, Dr. Stan, let's first principle first. Before a government should do anything, before a person should do anything, he should know that he has the authority to do it. If I walked out onto my back step and looked down at my yard, Dr. Stan, and then I looked over in your yard and I said, well, Dr. Stan, your grass isn't cut and your weeds aren't trimmed in your flower bed there. I'm going to jump over the fence and I'm going to start taking care of your business. It didn't matter how pretty I make your backyard. I'm out of my jurisdiction. I'm out of my yard. I shouldn't be doing that, and I'm probably going to mess it up because I don't have the authority to do it. The first thing that government should look into is, do I have the authority to be involved in this area? And, of course, you and I know that Article 1, Section 8 gives no authority to Congress to be involved in health care. There's nowhere in the 17 or 18 things that are listed there, and that's the limitation. The Tenth Amendment says if the power isn't there, it can't be assumed by the federal government. It's reserved to the states or the people, respectively. So the very first question is, do we have the authority to be here? And, of course, we don't. So that's the principled answer right there. But beyond that, okay, now I jumped over the fence into your backyard, and now I'm playing in your flower bushes, and now I'm knocking things over, and I'm making things worse, and I'm making a mess, and I'm digging big holes. And that's what your Medicare program has done. It's made the health care in America much worse than it ever, and much, much more expensive than it needs to be. And the delivery of health care is in great crisis because we're messing it up. But the first principle is we're outside of our jurisdiction. Do you realize that in 1965, when the Medicare program was initiated? I'm old enough to remember this. I know you're not, Dr. Stan, and some of your listeners aren't, but I'm old enough to remember this. In 1965, when this began, they estimated that in 1990, that the cost of the program was going to be $9 billion. $9 billion. Well, when 1990 came along, it was $70 billion. So we're way, way over budget. And now this addition to Medicare, this prescription drug boondoggle, is supposed to cost $400 billion. But of course, in 2 or 3 weeks later, they say, oops, it's now it's going to be $540 billion. Dr. Stan, they have no idea what it's going to cost. And you know what? I think the evidence, and I think your listeners have to agree, that the evidence is they don't care. It's not their money. They're stealing it anyway. But first of all, it's not their jurisdiction. They have no authority to be in this field, and they've just usurped the authority, and I think the results and the consequences speak for themselves.
Well, now, of course, many, many people are trying to get their drugs out of Canada, where you can buy exactly the same drugs that we buy here in the United States, made by the same companies for a half or a third of what it costs here. But our federal government doesn't want the people to be able to do that because they say we're from the government, we're here to help, and we're afraid you're not going to get good drugs. So basically it's against the law to do that. Now, how do you feel about that?
Well, I don't know, Dr. Stan, how do you feel about it? It looks like a closed-in game to me, doesn't it, to you? It looks like they want the American people's health care to be rationed and to be controlled. They don't want a free market in health care, and they don't want you to have choices. And this is a way, just another way, to control your life, to give you a number, to control your access to things that are essential services, if you will, rather than to have those services freely provided in a free market by free men to free people. And that's not what is desired by our federal government, which has an overarching desire, and don't take my word for it, look at the evidence, has an overarching desire to control every aspect of the people's lives, down to the fact of how much water you can have in your toilet tank. So, I mean, that's what we're faced with in America today, and if you like that, if that's something that you appreciate, and I don't mean to rail on Dr. Stan, but if that's something that you appreciate, then go vote for a Democrat or a Republican. Go vote for Skull and Bones, and that's what you get. But you have an alternative.
We sure do. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Our guest is Michael Perutka. One of the things that really bothers me is this program of No Child Left Behind, the federal control of education. Now, George Bush had promised, in fact, he promised me personally. I sat 6 feet away from him when I asked him about the outcome-based education program. He said, oh, no, when I am the president, I want to return control to the family and to the local school board. And yet, of course, what is this No Child Left Behind program? Isn't that federal control of education and determining what will be programmed into the minds of our children?
Well, sure it is, and it's meant to be exactly that. And if George Bush said that he wanted to return the control, if he said it in your presence, Dr. Stan, and he wanted to return control to the families, the moms and dads, then he has reneged on that promise, because that's precisely what he hasn't done. You know, as recently as 1996, the Republican Party platform called for the abolishment of the Department of Education. But of course, you know, we had people like Robert Dole ran for president, and others ran for president that said, "Well, I don't run on that platform. I'm not obligated to that platform." So the Republican Party platform has become kind of a joke. It's not something that the candidate commits himself to in any way. So, but as recently as '96, that was the platform of the Republican Party. But now President Bush's website brags that he's going to spend $50 billion or $60 billion on the Department of Education, as if that's a good thing. Look, this No Child Left Behind should, in fact, be left behind. If God would grant the victory and I would be president of the United States and I would win that election, I would dissemble the Department of Education. It has no constitutional authority, and it would be dismantled. The state doesn't have children. Moms and dads have children. It's up to moms and dads to educate children. That's what the Bible says. That's what the Constitution, in fact, calls for, because it gives no mandate to the federal government to be involved in this area. And that's what we would return to in a Peruca presidency.
All right. Well, just for an aside, of course, you're associated with the Institute of the Constitution, which is dedicated to rekindling in the American people that spark of knowledge and dedication to the founding documents from which our freedom come. Would you like to tell our listeners just a little bit about the Institute of the Constitution and why they should call and get an Institute kit?
Dr. Stan, thank you. People can learn about Institute on the Constitution by going, by the way, to IOTCOnline.com. That stands for Institute on the Constitution. IOTCOnline.com. And that's a website that will give you information about our program. Now, our program is designed for people across America to host it and actually to teach it themselves. All over America, more than 300 classes now have been held all over America in different towns, big cities, small towns, where people are using our 12-week program or 12-lesson program. They could do it in less than 12 weeks if they want, but it's a 12-lesson program that teaches people how our founders thought, what their worldview was, what their philosophical worldview, what their religious worldview. It teaches you about the documents of the American Republic. It shows you the Declaration of Independence. It shows you the history of the period. It shows you the Constitution of the United States and the Bill of Rights and the other amendments, and we examine what it means to think and believe like an American. And this is so important, Dr. Stan, because this is not taught in American schools anymore. It's not taught or emphasized in our media in any substantial way. Just the opposite is taught. And if we're going to retain our culture, our children, and ourselves, we need to rekindle, as you say, this spirit of an American understanding of where liberty comes from, where law comes from. What's its source? What's its nature? How was our republic founded? On what principles? And so, I've heard it said that history is like a mall map that gives contextual meaning to the little arrow that says, "You are here." You know, if you walk into a mall and you see that pylon, that map there, and it just has the, imagine it just had the arrow that says you are here, but it didn't have anything else on the map, it was all blank. Well, what kind of information would that give you? That would not be very helpful, would it? It's just telling you that you are someplace. Well, we know that, but unless we know our history, and it's specifically in this case, our American history and an understanding of how Americans thought why America was formed, what its purpose was, what the purpose of civil government is. Unless we understand that, we are lost. We don't know where we've been. We don't really know where you are, what you are here means. and we certainly don't know where we're going. So this is a program that helps you understand how an America thinks. It gives you a survey of American history and American understanding of law and liberty and government. And it's called Institute on the Constitution. You could purchase a kit from us, which gives you everything you need so that in your community, in your church, in your town hall, in your home, in your living room, you can conduct this program. It's very simple, very easy to do. We show you how to do it, and then we hold your hand through it by means of the website. And this is the way that America can reclaim her heritage and her history.
All right. Well, I'll tell the people when we get back from the break how to call 410-716-9068. We'll give that a couple of times. God bless you, Michael. Thank you so much for being with us again.
Dr. Stan, thank you. It's been a pleasure to be with you. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Have you ever wondered what really happened at Waco? Have you ever wondered if maybe the government was not giving you the full story? Well, there is the most amazing video. It's called Waco, The Rules of Engagement, 2.5 gripping hours of the story of a government onslaught under a group of peaceable people. Now, their religion may be different than yours and mine, but they were still Christians, they still believed in the Bible, and they believed that the government would one day become their enemy and destroy them. Well, Waco, The Rules of Engagement is a video that everybody who loves freedom should see, because the ultimate conclusion is the government did not want them to come out. The government did everything they could to keep them from coming out, to antagonize them, loud music, lights all the time, to totally create a situation where they could not think clearly or respond normally. Waco, The Rules of Engagement is currently unavailable at the regular sources. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR right now.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and if you're interested in knowing more about the Institute of the Constitution, call them at 410-716-9068. That's 410-716-9068. I think it's important that people set up an Institute of the Constitution, begin learning themselves and then teaching others about the Christian foundation of this once great nation. Because if we don't return and reclaim our heritage, we're going to lose this country. Well, let me mention some of the 4 tape sets that we have, which we hope you'll be interested in, that will give you some insight into the true nature of the background of this struggle. And let me suggest several books. One of them is The New World Order, The Ancient Plan of Secret Societies. That's the New World Order, The Ancient Plan of Secret Societies. Because there are secret societies. They've always been out there. That's Bill Still's book, foundational to understanding what's going on. And then, of course, where do these secret societies come from? Well, you need to get the book, The Hidden Dangers of the Rainbow. And we just got in a great supply of these books by Constance Cumby. And the book is rather hard to get, but it goes into the Madame Blavatsky. It goes into Masonry and Rosicrucianism and all of the occult organizations which are working at the highest levels of our society today. That's The Hidden Dangers of the Rainbow. We have a 4-tape set on the pagan agenda. And then we have a pagan agenda special, and you'll actually get The Hidden Dangers of the Rainbow if you get that. You have to understand that we are fighting a spiritual battle on a political, ideological, cultural, economic battlefield, and most people don't even know the battle is going on. They think this is a political battle between the Democrats and Republicans. Nothing could be further from the truth. There is a spiritual battle being fought for the heart and the soul of America. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, and this is the time when we have to remind you that Radio Liberty is listener-supported. We're really dependent upon those of you out across America who listen to our programs, who believe in what we're doing, to stand behind us. And so we're primarily the listener-supported. And then, of course, we hope that many of you will tell others about our programs. If you'd like to get a free copy of our newsletter, our February newsletter deals with what really happened on September 11th. The story you haven't heard, and of course we continue that in our March newsletter. I think you'll find this a fascinating newsletter. In fact, there's probably going to be a trilogy of newsletters to give you an overview of what really took place on September 11th that is being suppressed from the American people. But if you'd like a free copy of, say, the February newsletter, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. And then, of course, we encourage you to go to our website, radioliberty.com, where you can listen to our archive programs. And then, of course, you can listen to our live programs 5 hours a day through links to other networks, to this network and to other networks. You can listen to our shortwave programs 4 hours a day. And 3 hours from now, we'll be back here on this same station with a shortwave program that can be heard on the Pacific Coast from 8 to 10 and on Mountain Time from 9 to 11 and Central Time 10 to 12. And if you need to get a shortwave radio, why, you can give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. We carry the Sanjian radio. Or you can certainly go to our website and see the radio. It's got a 24-foot antenna with it. And, of course, the key to shortwave reception is a good long antenna. So give serious consideration to listening to our programs, to telling others about the programs. We hope that many of you will want to get some of the videos we suggest. One of them is Diaprax and the Church, the story of the church growth movement. We have a 4-tape set on the church growth movement, a 4-tape set on the apostate church, which deals with the great apostasy that is sweeping the Protestant church today. For Catholics, the wisdom of Malachi Martin, and of course gives you tremendous insight into the satanic forces that have infiltrated the Vatican, and as one of the popes had said, the smoke of Satan is swirling over the Vatican today. It doesn't mean that everybody's involved, but it means that the Satanists are well organized, because their objective has always been to destroy both Catholicism and the Protestant religion, and they're doing a pretty good job of it today. And then, of course, we hope you'll want to get the video Megiddo, the March to Armageddon, very professionally done, goes into the wars of the last century and will help you to understand so much of what's going on today and the fact we are moving towards World War III. That's what our boys over there in the Middle East are really all about today, preparation for World War III. And then, of course, the video, The Best Enemies Money Could Buy, my interview with Professor Sutton. We have a book by the same name, Iraq, the Untold Story, going into the background of all of the wars of the last century that were all fraudulent. And then, of course, the syllabus that goes with that that'll show you the documentation to show that all the wars were planned long before the public was ever told. And the reasons for going to war were, of course, never the true reasons. And then, of course, we other videos that we have available through Radio Liberty, such as 911 Contrive, the story of what happened on September 11th, and then, of course, the day that changed America forever, Dave Wegener's wonderful videos, or the amazing clips. All of this is available by giving us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. We ask you to pray for America. We ask you to pray for revival for our leaders and ministers. But, of course, don't forget to pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection. And so until tomorrow, when we'll be back once again, Dr. Stan, goodbye, and may the Lord be with you.